I'd like to call this meeting back to order from recess. Our next order of business is county tax sale bids that have already been received. We have moved these forward for future discussion. Let me ask if there's anyone in the audience that would like to address this issue, either paper that is bid. Comments? No. Gentlemen.
Do you have that bid number?
Give me just a second here. I've got it circled in red.
The two official names of the
Mr. Erickson?
What's the official names of the two?
Say it again.
What are the official names of the two papers?
Branson Tri Lakes News and the Taney County Times. That's how they're listed on the bid responses.
Take that time to Branson Tri Lakes News.
Yes.
In the past, there was some concern about websites and everything else, and viewership, readership, the amount of people, the cost per thousand that it actually goes to and everything. And I know that the Taney County Times is putting together a website, but it's not up yet. Isn't that what it read?
That's not.
In the paperwork they submitted, it wasn't up yet.
Okay.
And I know that it takes time to build up those daily users as well. So I think they're taking the right step and right direction. But I think that more people will still see it with the Branson Tri Lakes News. So if you guys have any, what are your thoughts?
Here's the range of the Branson Tri Lakes, does it reach into Bradleyville, other areas in the east that are of main concern to me as far as how far those the main purpose of the tax sale is to inform as many people as possible. We did have numbers, I think they supplied numbers last year, if I remember right, of papers, but then the comments about the website and the other things that influenced our decision last year. I was just wondering if there's been any improvement as far as the amount of coverage to the county for these tax sales as far as the little eastern districts that have lost their post offices or recognition or whatever. So that's my only concern. The number of people reached, we come to a conclusion with the website and everything that Branson Tri Lakes News reach more people through their website, even though the numbers of papers wasn't as high, I believe, is my recollection.
But the paper was, we couldn't get any numbers from Tri-Lake or from Tannehill County Times, if I remember right. Do you remember, Jan?
I don't know.
Because I think I asked last time what their circulation was.
Right.
And there was no...
No numbers.
No numbers. Other than it met the statutory guidelines or whatever it was. Move to award bid number 201403-254. Unless Sheila wants to say something. To Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to award the county tax sale bid number 201403-254 to the Branson Tri-Lakes News. Discussion.
I don't know if she either just walked in. I don't know if she wants to say something.
Did you have something to say?
I don't know what's been discussed so far. I just was made aware that you were discussing the bid. And someone told me that last Friday you had questions of me or something regarding to it. No?
But there was a lengthy discussion
just
last Friday.
Yeah.
And it's the reason we put it off. Okay. There wasn't a motion made last Friday, so we moved it to,
okay.
Or that would have been Thursday, I'm sorry.
We have, at this time, 1915 that are, was still eligible for the tax sale. We sent our first notice this year in March, and all those, this is how many has been returned, 17. Everyone has been notified by certified mail. 845 of those, this is a second year sale, so those were all notified last year with about four notices also. And then 257 are third year sales. Those that are fourth year sales, 171, of course, the cost is important because it is passed on to the customer that is already on this sale, that they are already need to pay this amount to take it off, and if we need to evaluate to raise the cost, because we're already having to raise it $2 because of certified added an added expense to it. Now, all but 17 of those have received first class notification is going to be on the sale. And in Proverbs, it tells us it's wrong to show favoritism. And the reason we go out for bid is why? What is the purpose for us to go out to bid?
The law says to.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty clear, I think. We're required to do that.
Mm-hmm. And if you have no competition and you don't have to go out for bid, then I can set my price at whatever I want.
Pardon me?
If I have no competition.
Oh.
If you need my merchandise and I have no competition and you want it, you have to, if the law requires you to get it, then you will pay my price. Competition is important, and that's the reason we go out for bid. I just say that because my customers already have a hard enough time of paying it. I have no control of the post office when we have to raise their cost due to postage increase. And this year, if they can't pay the 2012 amount, and I'll be going through the papers and to make this and the radio, and we send it out in the notices that we mail them, is if they can't pay the 2012 to take it off of the sale before the publication, due to the rising crop cost and everything, then they're going to need to pay the taxes in full. And that is that much more of a burden on that taxpayer. And I realize that some of them don't want the property, and that's the reason we're at a fourth and fifth year sale. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember a time when the law used to state that if there were two papers of different political faith, we would run it in both papers. And the county at that time ran it in both papers to be in compliant with the law. That was an expensive process.
It's been many years since I think in about 97 is that when we became that we had two papers that were legally qualified for the circulation to bid, and we started going out, were able to go out for bid. And before that, I believe the collector met with the paper that was the one paper and made an agreement as what they would, you know, charge on that before going. But we've gone out for bid ever since we've had two qualified papers, and naturally choose what is the lowest dollar amount to help the people.
The law says the lower and the best bid. In my opinion, I guess I'm assuming the other guys' opinion, the best bid is going to be the one that reaches the most amount of people with the least amount of money, which would be Branch and Tri-Lakes News.
With the least amount of money?
The most people with the least amount. So if you divide it out and take, if you've got 2,000 people and it costs you $3, or if you got 400,000 people and it costs you $3.75, simple math tells you this is a better bid.
The law requires that the customer be notified by first-class mail, by certified mail,
okay,
if the certified is not signed, by another first-class mail, and then a mail to the occupant, the same person. That's the Supreme Court law to us, and to go out for bid. And the going out for bid is to notify that taxpayer that, first of all, so it does bring bid.
So what do you think the intent of the newspaper is if they've already been notified via mail? What do you think the intent of the paper is?
If they've been notified by mail, the intent of the paper is to be sure they're notified. And if, because if anything is printed wrong in the paper, if the name is wrong or the legal description or something, then it will be thrown out. So it has to let that customer know that that their property is going to be sold on the tax sale. All descriptions and all parties involved.
But what's the reasoning for them to put that in? Why put it in the paper if they've already been notified?
In case you cannot notify them.
So we've got, okay. Is there anybody in the newspaper world that would like to speak to that? As far as what the intent behind putting it in the paper is?
Can I speak?
Yeah.
The reason I think it's put in the newspaper is not for the particular customer who owes the taxes on a third and fourth year sale or whatever. It's the person that might be interested in the property that goes back and looks through all those properties. It might have an adjoining property or might have a property that they're interested in that they don't have any notification whatsoever other than the person with the tax bill.
So then they're able to bring more revenues for the county. So it actually,
that's the way that I see it. Now, I may be totally wrong, but that's the way that I see the purpose of having it in the newspaper is the notification of more people, not the particular tax person, because they've already had notice, as Sheila said, through the tax bill. But no one else has notice unless it's put in the paper. The more people notified, the more people that might be interested in that piece
and
of property.
On that property.
Mr. Strahan, I believe that is now the way it's used. There has been times that where a neighbor would see a property and notify another neighbor. Since we've come to the technology of the websites, the collector's website has the properties posted on the website, and that's what our taxpayers are used to looking at because it is updated daily. It connects also to our GIS site, which is a great convenience to them. When they go into our site and they click on it, it puts them right to our GS site. They know where the property's at. They know what the assessed value and everything is. Yes, that's what they use now, is our website. They wait, they call, and they say, when is it going to be available on your website? And we tell them as soon as it goes to publication.
I mean, I was just answering his question on the reason I thought it was...
I agree with you. That nowadays, that is what... But the law requires it to be in there for the legal description for it and so forth. The same as it requires us to record it and...
Yeah.
And the attorneys look for something that we have messed up on if it, if one goes to sale.
Can I answer your question again? You had asked me initially about the website not being online yet. And so I looked at this while y'all were talking. And just in all fairness, it says that the Taney County Times online newspaper is slated to be up and running prior to the Taney County, to the county tax sale being needed. So I just wanted to fill that in.
It's not on there yet, but
it's not available now. The way this is worded, if everything goes correctly, it will be.
It will be.
That's just to answer your question more thoroughly. I didn't read that thoroughly enough previously.
But they'll go to the county website so that they'll get the most up-to-date information. The newspaper cannot be printed any sooner than 15 days before the sale, which the way it usually comes is about 19 or so, and nothing is updated in your papers after that time. And most of your payments are made either right before it goes to publication or right before the sale. I know you don't care to hear more from me, so thank you.
So we're listening to what you have to say, Sheila.
I understand, but I don't think it matters. I think. I'm just looking out for my customers because I deal with them and I hear the stories. I know how hard it is on them to pay the bill already. And every cost I add to it, it makes it that much more difficult for them.
Further discussion, gentlemen? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. We'll send out the bid tab.
Thank you, Mr. Erickson. Gentlemen, that's the last of the business we have scheduled for today, unless there's something I missed. Would either of you
move to adjourn?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.